Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Market is an initiative created by 85 South Media to highlight, amplify, and showcase leaders, entrepreneurs, and educators from our community. The show tapes monthly at our studio in Atlanta, Georgia. To submit you or your organization for consideration, go to 85SouthShow.com/Black Market. The cameras is rolling. The cameras is rolling. Make sure that nothing gets stolen. Do you know what I'm talking about? Hey, we in the Black Market. I got a blunt that's a little piece left, and I think I'm gonna spark it. You plant-based dripping, my nigga. Plant-based doing it big.
Yes, sir.
That's why we all in the crib, in the trap house, nigga, with Marvin and the kids. Doing it big. Do you know where I live? Trying to get me a gig. My girl need a new wig. And a new dress.
Okay. Got a new dress.
And some new shoes. Yeah. Uh-huh. But guess what? Hey, she can keep the same breasts. Come on! She keep the same one. Same boobs.
Same,
what's going on with you, G?
Man, good, bro. How about you, man?
I'm chilling, man. What you got going on?
Man, you already see what's going on, man. You got the plant-based dripping socks, man. You know what I mean? Now your feet can have a drip, too.
Come on,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?
Welcome back to the Black Market. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Black Market ain't shit without a sock, man.
Come on, man. Come on.
Black Market ain't shit without a sock, man. Bro, what made you go ahead with the plant-based dripping socks, man?
Man, because...
First of all, my nigga Gray. First of all, one of the coldest, tightest, crunkest, rawest, hardest MCs out here.
Thank you, man.
In this thing, man. Super talented brother. Man, everybody knows you have taken your plant-based dripping line to the next level.
It is,
look
man.
At you, man.
Yes, sir.
So it's only right that we have you on the Black Market, man. You done been on every aspect of the show.
Man, y'all family, man.
Bro, he done been on the podcast. He has been in the freestyle. He has been on 85. He has been... in the Black Market. He's been on tour. Bruh. This real family right here, man.
I'm an 85% for sure, man.
And this is how crazy it is, bro. A lot of people don't know. Like, I mean, if you know, you know, but his wife actually used to be a waitress at the comedy club. His wife was standing beside me as my son was being born.
That's how cold and close, like this is real shit.
Exactly, man. His wife, mom, used to babysit my son when my son was a baby.
Wow.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Family ties, man.
Man, it's just so fucking crazy, man. Hell yeah. I remember, like, nigga used to have all the fucking neighborhood dogs, and they would all show up, like, around the same time as she would feed them.
For real?
Yeah, she loves some stray animals, bro.
Stay loving stray animals, man. Almost made me crash, bro. I'm driving. Stop! I'm like, what the fuck? It's a cat on the side of the road. Can we take it home, man? Hell no. We can't take that damn cat home.
And she loves straight. Yeah, she loves straight animals, but.
Man, shout out to Nikki, man. That's my baby.
I know, man. Any day now.
Any day, man. Number two.
Yes.
Number two. Number two, man.
That's why I want all the socks to sell out, man. Hey, where are they available?
PlantBasedDripping.com. You know what I mean? You got it written right there on the side. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Comes with the black and the white. They ain't number $10. You get two of them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Man, talk about some of this dope shit back here.
Man, this is exclusive, man. What you looking at? The prototype for September, man. So we got the, you know, we got the new Eat Healthy, Be Dope design. You know, the black and yellow. We got the classic Heather Gray and black, plant-based dripping, and the classic black and white. Can't go wrong with it, crew neck, man.
How's business been?
Business is good, man. Business is good, man. Just always trying to, you know, sharpen it.
Right.
And stay ahead of good business practices and, you know, stuff like that, man.
How does it feel to be independent?
Free. Very, very freeing feeling, you know? A lot of creative controls on honey, you know? So, feels good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wake up, you determine your bag. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? You don't let nobody dictate that for you. So,
that's what's up, man. The plant-based lifestyle, man. What are the benefits? Because you've been in it, like, now you even got more time in it now. So now you got to come and give me the update.
Yeah. Well, man, I mean, you already know, like, the mental clarity. I know it sounds crazy, man, but it's, like, one of the first things you feel. It's, like, mental clarity. And there's no other way to explain it, man. All that.
It's because you're hungry.
Yeah. Hey.
It was funny.
It could be, man. But no, man, you feel clearer up top, you know? You feel lighter on your feet. You know what I'm saying? And it's definitely like a physical attribute, man. You know, I dropped that weight that I was trying to lose in the gym. That shit just fell off.
Yeah.
Then the skin start glowing, and your verbiage start changing, man. It's just, you feel better, man. You live feel like I'm living my best life.
You are. You don't have no reason not to be living your best life.
So, no. I think we all deserve to live our best life.
Right, right. Give us an update on the music, too, while you in here.
Oh, man, you know, I got the project out, I Wish You Love, right now. You can still text me and grab it, 954, you know what I mean? Appreciate that. Yeah. Appreciate that, man. Y'all can, you can definitely still text me and grab a physical copy. You know what I mean? It's 954-280-4080. That's my real number. You can text me, and send you the link to the project.
Man, you just fucked up, bro. I don't know. I think you really have severely underestimated this platform. You just gave these folks your real phone number. Boy, put those on the phone. No, man.
I can see it now. Oh, man.
Hey, Los, where are you? Are you even getting random FaceTime? Hello? Oh, you hear that dude from the show? What Los, new man? DC over there?
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. It's all good, man. Hit me up, man. Yeah, man. You know, you gotta. I think it's important, man. It's important to be direct, have direct access.
To consumer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, sure enough.
I feel you.
You know, because they like to censor everything and ban what you do, you know? So, it's just me and you, man. You hit me, I'm hitting you back. Ain't no marketing messaging, ain't none of that bullshit. It's me, you know what I mean? So, it might take me 40 minutes because I got to give, you know, daughter bath time type shit, and then I come back and ask something, but it's me.
Man, what these socks made out of? Because you can't be plant-based dripping. Out here selling regular material socks now.
Nah, they good. Nah, long as it ain't got wool in it. So,
okay.
Yeah, vegans are cool, long as it ain't got
these
wool.
These vegan socks?
Yeah, they vegan socks.
Why you didn't say that? I got to have me some, because I got some diabetic socks, and them some of my favorite socks. Vegan socks got to be hitting on something.
They keep your ankle skinny, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Compression socks.
Yeah, it's good for the swelling, you know?
My man's selling vegan socks, bro. You should have told me that earlier. I would have led with that.
Oh, man. You know what I mean? And then look, even at the bottom, eat healthy, be dope. You see what I'm saying? On the bottom of your feet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You the ultimate hustler, bro. What else you got coming up?
Man, we got a, working on the Vegan Thanksgiving weekend, fifth annual, or actually second annual weekend, fifth annual dinner. You know, Vegan Thanksgiving dinner. We basically, we started with just a dinner where we rent out a private estate, three private chefs, two DJs, open bar, all the games, and it's a real life Vegan Thanksgiving. I mean, we playing Twister, Tunk, Spades, Uno.
Right.
And then, but now we turn it into a weekend where we got like a mix on Friday, an event and concert on Saturday, and then a dinner on Sunday.
My man J-O-N wanna go.
Oh yeah. Oh man, that's easy. Everybody welcome. Everybody coming.
He was shy though.
Yeah.
He was scared to ask. He was scared to ask. You saw how he lit up, how he set up when he, ooh, vegan Thanksgiving. J-O-N, speak up, hey, man.
Hey, you already know you welcome, man. Yeah, it's gonna be a good time, man. We got some beer too. Got some beer coming, man.
What kind of beer?
It's gonna be an IPA, plant-based driven beer.
Yeah. Really?
Absolutely.
Hey, man.
No, man, I appreciate that.
Bro. I got some liquor coming.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
A yak and a wine.
I like that.
Yeah.
And one?
Mm-mm.
Oh, a yak and a wine.
A yak and a wine.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna have a dark-skinned version and a light-skinned version.
I want to
That's what it's gonna be called.
Man.
Dark-skinned, light-skinned.
Light-skinned.
Carlos Bernard.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be a taste tester, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like some yak and wine. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's all about products, man. You gotta, you know what I mean?
I've been talking to them people.
You say you're talking to the people?
I've been talking to them people. They know I'm coming.
Yes, sir, man.
My man with the vegan socks, man.
Got to diversify the portfolio, man, you know?
Bruh, you taking this shit far. I never thought we'd be sitting here with vegan socks. All these mine, because I know these motherfuckers hitting me.
Man, come on, man. You already know.
I know these hitting.
Got to have one for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know?
What's your website again?
PlantBasedDripping.com. No G, just plant-based dripping. Eat healthy, be dope.
That's Hell yeah. Man. You already know this shit, bro. Hey, what else you need us to do, man? Because well, you know you got all our support.
Oh, man. Man, it's, and that's mutual, man, so.
You know, Chad right. just had his little one.
Oh, man, he's in the father club now, man.
Hell you know? Yeah, him mad. And Clayton.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, everybody reproducing.
Man, wait, Clayton, for real, when though? Cause you said.
Clayton had his baby right before Chad.
Oh, man. First one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, lives have changed forever.
Forever.
It's a good feeling, bro.
That it's fatherhood a great feeling.
Is a real good feeling, bro.
Hell yeah. You see how I be, that's why I be so defensive. Cause all the niggas I know take care of their kids.
Mm-hmm.
I might know one or two, but I don't know them. I don't know that they don't take care of their kids. And they can't be around if I know and they know that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So.
Got a responsibility, man.
We do got a responsibility. And that's exactly why we created the black market, because we have a responsibility to find people and to highlight people that are doing independent things in the community, amongst the people, for the people. Mm-hmm. And we using this platform to put them in front of the people, man. So sure drop enough. The site one more time.
That's
let them know
man.
Where they can find your music.
Yeah.
Invite them to the Vegan Thanksgiving. Yeah. Whatever else, man, shit. Hey, you know, whatever, man, you got
man,
it, bro. I'm chilling. We do this shit all the time. I've been told you, man. You talk about whatever the fuck.
And plantbaseddripping.com, plantbaseddripping on Instagram. Vegan Thanksgiving weekend, November 19th through the 21st. All details drop in September. 954-280-4080. Hit me up, man, for my project, I Wish You Love, or just hit me just to hit me. And yeah, man, just eat healthy and be dope. You ain't got to change what you do. Just, you know, take care of yourself. You feel me? Yeah.
Well, hell. There you have it, folks. My man, Great. Yeah. Plant-based dripping.
That's it, man.
Eat healthy. Yeah. Be dope.
Yeah.
Shout out to the one that's on the way. You dig?
Come on, baby.
Much love, my dog.
Come on.
Hell yeah.
Dog.
And I want my vegan socks, man.
Gotcha.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.